and not dragging its foot behind it. The Chicago Department of Health has discontinued provisions of in-hospital services for high-risk mothers and babies. It has discouraged the use of remaining CDOH services through lack of publicity. It is time for a change, and it is woefully late in terms of a time for a change in terms of who shall not only lead this city, but what attention should be paid to this vast health delivery services. With your help, we will bring a new day to Chicago and a few comprehensive health care programs to this city. We have gone over these programs time and time again. We've gone over them in part and in whole. But I don't think that there's any area of public concern which needs repetition more than this area. For the first time, we will institute a comprehensive city, county, state, and federal planning for health care needs. We will look at the whole gamut of services, including private, and try to collate all these, not just me as an individual, but marshaling the kind of skill that we have in this city in abundance to try to collate all of these various areas and make some sense about what we have in terms of the available agencies and departments and commissions and expertise to do this job. For the first time, we will have neighborhood input and neighborhood outposts to meet the needs of our city's residents. I don't think you can manage a modern city strictly through the corporate structure. You've got to reach out into the communities and involve indigenous groupings of their own choice by virtue of leadership and make certain that they're at least on the advisory level in all plans for any city. And certainly in the area of health, that talent is available. In terms of consultation and advice, it's probably available free of charge. It is criminal not to reach out and get it. For the first time, we will have preventative medical services and educational services to keep our population healthier and our medical costs down. For the first time, we will target particular problem areas, such as infant mortality, and create task forces to determine the medical, economic, and environmental solutions. I'm a firm believer in task forces, which is an extension of my previous statement that I believe in involving people. When I entered into Congress, the first thing I did, based upon my campaign promises, which are based upon input from people, was to put together several task forces. The one of which we were most proud was a task force on health. It did tremendous service, tremendous good, and enabled me to serve on the Labor and Education Committee with some knowledge about the vast and serious needs of the people within my city. And so I intend to continue that kind of an operation when I become mayor. For the first time, we will have a mayor in the city who reflects the lives, needs, and attitudes of the majority of the people. In conclusion, and I don't say this as a braggadocio element, but based upon the kind of support that we are receiving from various interest groups who have dedicated their lives to the development of our city, such as teaching and lawyers and doctors, anesthesiologists, hospital administrators, nurses, we're going to win because they, on their own volition, have marshaled their own forces, brought their people together, giving me untold amounts of their hard-earned money, which I am grateful to receive, and have made it clear to me that they're standing behind this movement to bring a better life to the city. I'm undyingly grateful to you for your support. I shall keep that in mind, and I pledge to you on this almost sacred ground, and I consider anyone who dispenses health almost sacred, I pledge to you on this sacred ground that I shall keep my pledge and do the best I can to uplift the level of the human condition primarily through better dispensing of health within this so-called great city. Thank you very much. Thank you.